The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Purina makes and beat it right along.
Anyway, he has some nasty tweets.
But they're all in fun.
What, are you defending him?
No, I read them too. They're all in fun. They're like fat asses.
Do not mention the fat ass.
Forgive me for living.
I shall if you don't mention that thing.
I shan't.
What did Peter G. Tell us?
I think he solved a mystery.
Solved what? The whole mystery?
No. He didn't solve the whole mystery. Just a second.
All right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Forgive me for living.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode, say it with me, 777 of the BFO for Monday, the 24th of January 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, also say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we have a winner. Oh, dear gussie, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it has been a flurry. There's been a flurry of excitement here in the Fat Cave ever since we announced the big contest on Friday. And, y'all, the phone has been ringing off the hook. It's just been ringing off the hook here in the Fat Cave. And, y'all, I am happy to report that we are going to announce a winner of the contest today because, y'all, we had more than the required 7 calls into the Fat Cave for the big 777 contest, y'all. And we got some calls from people that have never, ever, ever called the Fat Cave before, y'all, and it was just full of excitement. Yes, Big Freddy, please get on with it. We want to know who won. Y'all, I am happy to report that I went by the P.O. box, and I believe that the prize package has arrived from the South Dakotas, because, y'all, there is something from Ms. Bacon out there in the Aberdeen, South Dakota, and, y'all, on the back, she has written, "Womp, womp, I forgot stamps. Now they're never going to get their prize." But, y'all, let's just open this up. This is very exciting to see what Miss Kathy Bacon has. Y'all, because it's a thick envelope. This would evidently raise some suspicion if it were going to the New Zealand. By the way, y'all, I made a mistake on the show last week because, y'all, I said that Friday was Larry Clyde's birthday. No, it's today, y'all. It's Monday. It is the lucky 7, y'all. I have got 7 crisp $1 bills here, and they are 3/4 and 2 pennies, and it says, "Congratulations to the winner. Depending on where you live, maybe you can buy a chicken dinner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner." Oh, dear gussie. Dear gussie, that is exciting. And Miss Kathy Bacon has, y'all, she's even included an envelope, and she did not put stamps on it. No! So, y'all, the prize is here, and we are going to announce the winner in just a few minutes. But, y'all, not only there was residual, "Big Fatty, you're not going to get vulgar, are you?" No. Y'all, there was residual goodness that came out of this little contest because, y'all, We a lot of people just took advantage of the opportunity to enter the coupon contest and the number one fan contest. We heard from, we've gotten from, who all were the, I don't remember who was the last person that entered the contest. I don't remember, but y'all, that Guru Nudie is in it. Melissa the Confused now, Lurie Warbucks, Paul, the Bjorn, Josh, and I believe Nessa has already been in there, Terminally Single Tim. And anyway, y'all, y'all, we have got 23 people. 23 people are in the number one fan contest. And y'all, that is almost half of the listeners of the BFO. So y'all, remember, there's still time for that. But y'all, and also these calls that came in, y'all, some of them were from people that have never called before. But y'all, these also count in the calls if you're keeping count of the calls now, y'all. This counts in the calls as well. Yes, Big Fatty, it's too much. It's just too much, Big Fatty, but please move on.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
I just want to make this very clear. I don't want to be involved in your coupon contest. I don't want to be involved in your number one fan contest. And I don't want to be your seventh caller for your 777 contest. Just to make that clear. Bye.
Y'all, I cannot believe it. Y'all, that is indeed the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, I am overwhelmed that she would actually use her home phone to call the BFO, because y'all, you know what a recluse she is. But y'all, I did go in, because you know when you call in, it does give you a number. In fact, y'all, I'm gonna go give you all just a second to go get your pencil so you can write this number down so you can get a her direct number. Here we go. Get your pencil. Y'all, the area code is 81820. Now, y'all, I'm not going to announce these necessarily in the order they were received, so we are going to have to go to the judges and find out. Judges, was the Sea Hag the seventh caller during the 777 promotion?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Larry Dean. Three things, but I'm old, so let me see if I can remember them. Number one, yes, I want to be included in your number one fan contest. Who wouldn't? Number two, my guess for how much you saved at the public, or excuse me, the Publix, I'm going to say... And then number three, I do want to be entered into your Monday 777 contest. However, if I do win, I want to make sure that you buy Larry Cly lunch on Monday, because that's his birthday. Talk to you later. Bye.
Now, y'all, since the coupon contest is still going on, I took out the amount that Lurie Warbucks guessed, but I do have it recoded properly, because we don't want to give anybody any kind of advantage. Yes, Big Friday, no advantages here, no. And judges, is Lori Warbucks, the winner of the 777 contest, which will make Larry Claw a winner for a chicken dinner.
Hey there, Big Fatty. It's Seder 69, a.k.a. Scott the Seder. I'm calling to see if I am caller number 7. Oh, 777. It reminds me of many a weekend in San Francisco. Oh. Hey, I'm calling on the BFO app. That's how cool I am. Congratulations on show 777. I look forward to even more. Again, Scott the Seder, hoping I'm caller number 7. And if not, womp womp.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the Seder 69. Y'all, he's the host of the Seder Sphere. And y'all, he was up in the Sacramentos over the weekend. And later this week, he is going to be visiting with Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And Buff, and a surprise dinner guest, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie, there's a surprise dinner guest. But, y'all, it is not Aunt. No! No! Aunt couldn't be bothered. No, Big Freddy. But anyway, that's not what we're here for. We're here to find out if the Seder 69 was caller number 7 to win the $7.77 in the Lucky 7 contest. Judges, is he a winner?
Big Fatty, this is Melissa the Confused. I am calling. I don't want to use the term kill three birds with one stone because, well, like Auntie Vera, cue the music.
Do not mention the fat ass.
I love animals. So let's just say that we're going to, like, knock them around a little bit because, you know, I'm probably not going to really get three things all at once, if any. But anyway, okay, here we go. I'm going to go ahead for the coupons. Let me just pick a number. Let's see. I know you probably saved a lot more than that, but let's just go with that one, okay? And you could go ahead and enter me for your number one fan contest. So that's 2. We just knocked around 2 birds. And for the third, what do I have to do? 777 contest. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be your 7th caller. But just in case I am, you could tell Miss Kathy Bacon she doesn't need to pay me any money because I don't need to be paid to listen to you. But she can donate it to that Live It Up thing that's going on. Because, you know, Wes Stone and Daniel Brewer, $7.77 would mean a whole lot to them. So let's just put it there, if in case I win. Okay? I love you, Big Daddy. Thank you for filling us up on Jeremiah, and I thought you did a really good impersonation. A lot better than most voice actors out there. I love you, Auntie Vera. Talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all, all I have got to say, is we are going to see if Melissa the Confused is the winner. But y'all, even if she's not, I may send a $7.77 just for that last little comment there. But judges, is Melissa the Confused the 7th unique caller to the BFO during the 777 promotion?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble. Am I the 7th caller? Let me be the winner. Yay! Okay, good luck. Congratulations to 777. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all there, could you hear the sincerity in that? And I'm not quite sure why the Ramble Reedheed was wishing me good luck. Because... Oh, am I the winner? Good luck. Okay. Judges. Oh, Poodle McNoodle, why don't you do it? Yes. Judges, it's the Rumble Redhead, who obviously has caught up with the BFO. Is he the chicken dinner winner?
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, hello. Big Fatty, this is Pat Sam from the Mexico. Did I win something at the 777 contest? If not, this has been a very expensive. Thank you. Bye-bye.
D- Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was the Hat M from the Angry Pantry. Y'all, I hope he wins. I hope he wins or he's going to be angry. He will be angry, y'all, if he is not a winner. Oh, dear Gussie. But, y'all, I can't imagine what he would do with $7.77 in greenbacks over there in the Mexico. But, yo, we will ask the judges nonetheless. Judges, is Hat M the winner?
Hello, this is Sunny Life. This is the fake man of calling from Mexico. Am I a winner or not? If not, you should make the winner donate those 7.77 cents to my ginger bear because he needs them for his little to see that poor Lauren. I have to go now because there is a buffet downstairs. Bye.
Big Freddy, I don't think that was a unique caller. I think that was Hat M again. Y'all, indeed, that was not a unique caller, y'all. That was the Hat M calling in, trying to sneak in an extra entry, y'all. Oh, dear, Gussie. Calling in as Ricky's mama. Oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, in the first call, he complained about how expensive it was. How many duckies it took to call into the BFO. And then he called back and tried to sneak in another entry, but no, it will not be accepted, Big Fatty. No, and y'all, then to top it all off, he called back as Ricky's mama to make 3 calls. Listen to this.
Hello, this is the fake mama again. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Y'all, I love it that Hat M forgot to end the fake mama phone call with thank you for calling. So he had to call back a third time. So y'all, I mean, it has touched Big Fatty's heart to have Hat M call in from the Mexico. And not once, not twice, but 3, just, you know, just to complete the proper ending on the telephonic device. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Move on to the next call, please.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Moose. Just wanted to call and say congratulations on your 777th show. That is sure a lucky number for sure. Later, sir. Bye-bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the 2010 number one fan of the BFO, Moose P. Y'all, he's only got 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks left in his reign as the number one fan of the BFO. And y'all, I know there's a tear rolling down his cheek and there's heaviness in his heart, but he will be proud to pass on the winner sash and tiara to the next winner. But judges, is Moose P, the 7th caller for the contest.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Guru Nudy.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I want to know. No, Big Fatty, make it stop. Turn. No, don't, no. Don't let Guru Nudy talk right now because we don't have time, Big Fatty. Well, no, he may be the winner, but we don't have time to announce the winner of the contest. For today, Big Fatty, because the time is up. But here, Lord, y'all, the time has run out on us for today. So I can assure you that Guru Nudy is not the only other call that I have left, y'all. But y'all, we're going to just have to wait until tomorrow to find out if Guru Nudy or if somebody else was the 777 winner of the contest. Big Fatty, what can you say about that, conscience?
Forgive me for living.
Well, you're forgiven, but move out of Walnut Hills.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Meow.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.